Peak Wealth Management proudly presents Finding True Wealth with Nick Hopwood, where we believe by providing education and guidance, we help our clients make sound financial decisions, which ultimately puts them on a path towards their definition of true wealth. Now, here is your certified financial planner professional and founder of Peak Wealth Management, Nick Hopwood.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another exciting edition of Finding True Wealth. I am Nick Hopwood, president of Peak Wealth Management and your host. And I have finally fixed my audio problem. So hopefully the audio sounds a lot better today. We believe by providing education and guidance, we can help people make great decisions. And ultimately, I believe that will lead to fulfillment and true wealth for folks. And today's topic is going to be talking about budgeting and net worth tracking. Imagine that you're coming in for a meeting with me, and I'm going to look at your long-range financial plan, and I ask you a bunch of questions, and one of the most important questions is, how much do you need to live on each month? Do you know how many people have the answer to this question? It's about nobody. Almost no one knows the answer. Recently, I've had a couple people that feel like they know what the answer is, but for the most part, people have no clue. So we're going to talk about budgeting today. And really, I hate the word budget. It reminds me of being on a diet. And for some reason, I think this day and age, our human nature really struggles with limits. So when I speak with people about their cash flow, I don't talk about budgeting. I talk about expense tracking. Yes, expense tracking. I really don't care what you're spending your money on. I just need to know how much money you're spending and what those costs will look like in retirement. I'm kind of old school. I don't use pencil and graph paper, but I do use a spreadsheet. And I keep it in the Google Cloud. So at least the next time my hard drive crashes, I'll be okay. I don't use Quicken or, you know, that old program Microsoft Money. I used to, but I would spend quite a bit of time entering the data, several hours per month. And I really wasn't taking full advantage of the analytics. Either I didn't know how, or I just didn't care. But either way, it was a lot of data entry, and there wasn't a lot of real benefit that I could see. You may disagree if you're a Quicken user, but I made this decision over 10 years ago, and I just have been using a spreadsheet ever since. It's a perpetual spreadsheet that has nearly 8 years of data. And the reason it's only 8 years is because I did use Microsoft Excel and the computer crashed, I think in 2009, and all the data was lost. So since 2009, I've been using Google Sheets, and that's backed up in the Google Drive in their cloud. So each month, I see how much my bills are because I enter the actual cost of living into the spreadsheet. And I put the months across the top and the categories on the side. And at the bottom of the sheet, of course, we total up the cost of living. I also like to add in income to see if our household had a profit or a loss for that particular month. It's very powerful to be able to look and see in one spreadsheet, in one row of data, whether you've had a profit or a loss, and see years of results at a time. It's particularly fun if you're running a surplus. But the pain that you would find if you're running a deficit can be even more powerful, because that can be a catalyst for change. As I mentioned, I tell pretty much every client that they need to be doing this each month, but how many actually do the work? Like I said earlier, pretty much no one. It takes only about 1 hour per month. It's great to sit down together as a couple and go through it together. It can really help everybody get on the same page and really understand where we are and what our needs are. But it's not really just about expense tracking. In my Income 360 Building Wealth Through Real Estate edition, podcast edition from last year, I referenced Gary Keller's book, The Millionaire Real Estate Investor. In this book, this is where I got the idea of buying $1 million worth of real estate using other people's money, which is part of the Income 360 formula. So listen up. I read this book in 2005 and also in 2016, and it was an excellent read both times. It was a little funny reading it in 2016, knowing about the 2008 real estate crash. But nonetheless, the fundamentals of the book are rock solid. And in the book, Keller talks about how he met with his friend each week. They had breakfast each week and updated their net worth statements together. And they would ask themselves, what am I doing today to increase my wealth? What am I doing today to increase my net worth? In my opinion, updating your net worth statement every week seems like overkill. But again, if I had a net worth of Gary Keller, maybe I would be doing that. It sounds like fun. But maybe today his net worth is so high because he took those actions. Regardless, I suggest people track their net worth each month, similar to the expense tracking that we just talked about. Again, what's neat is that you can look over one row over years and years and see progress of your balance sheet growing or your net worth growing. Of course, mine only goes back to 2009 since that hard drive crash. And everything's been pretty darn good since 2009, since that was the low of the recession. I like to track liquid net worth. That'll be like your bank accounts, followed by, well, bank accounts and then investment accounts like IRAs, 401ks, followed by a real estate, and then liabilities. So you can total up liquid assets and then total assets, and then that'll be a subtotal. And then you go down below and you have your total liabilities, which would be your house, your home equity line, your car loan, your credit card balance, if applicable. Then we have a subtotal, and then we create a simple formula at the very bottom, which has our net worth. And each month, you can see if your net worth increased or decreased very easily by looking right across the bottom. You can even take that and make it into a chart. So I'm a very visual guy, so I like to be able to look and see a chart. So having this data in the form of an income statement, which is your expense tracking, and a balance sheet or a net worth statement, it's what every business must have. But only 1% or so of households have this type of information, this type of data. And it's data that can help you understand what is actually going on. And it can help you make decisions going forward, which is ultimately my mission. We want to make better decisions. And a lot of people, they make terrible decisions because they don't have an understanding of where their money is going or where their money is or if they're making any progress. So how does this tie in to finding true wealth? It's a bit of a stretch, I think, but for a lot of people, I feel like they need financial security, or they may feel like they need financial security on the way to finding true wealth. And understanding where your money is going each month is a very educating and an enlightening experience, and I think we can learn so much from it. We can learn how to make better decisions, which can help increase our net worth each month and ultimately help us reach security. And also, once we reach success, oftentimes we realize we don't need any more stuff. And then we start searching for fulfillment, true wealth, and making a difference in our lives and others around us. Hey, normally I ask you to subscribe, but today I want to ask you to leave a comment. What you do is if you're listening on your phone, you go back into the podcast app and tap on the icon and give us 5 stars if you like what we're talking about. Next one is going to be on the book Halftime, which I just finished, which, as I mentioned just a second ago, talks about going from success to significance. We're going to have a guest speaker, Mr. Chip DeClue, for that episode, and I'm looking forward to speaking with him in a couple weeks. I also want to plug some of the projects that we've been working on. We've uploaded some nice collateral to the website. It's peakwm.com. The blueprinting book is finally complete. You can download the PDF and begin working on that. We also have some flyers that we've put up regarding Income 360 and planwithpeak.com. So check out that stuff. Let me know what you think. Thanks, guys.
You've been listening to the Peak Financial Minute with Nick Hopwood. You can subscribe to this podcast through iTunes and the Android Marketplace or by visiting www.peakwm.com. Peak Wealth Management is your premier wealth management partner. Plan, protect, peak. Securities offered through Regulus Advisors, LLC. Member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Peak Wealth Management, LLC, a State of Michigan registered investment advisor. Peak Wealth Management, LLC is independent of Regulus Advisors.